Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 20. Yes, we have indeed reached the midpoint of our season. This is the middle episode, and it's the episode when everything happens. Ooh. Bonjour à tous et toutes, moi c'est Marc.
Et moi c'est Pierre Benoît, comme d'habitude.
Et nous sommes très contents d'être ici avec vous, encore une fois, avec encore un épisode de Coffee Break French. If this happens to be the first ever episode of Coffee Break French you're listening to, then you might be wondering what we're all about. Coffee Break French is a series in which we will help you build your knowledge of French in coffee break length episodes, starting from the absolute basics of the beginnings of French right up to now when we're dealing with really quite complex stuff. We're following the story of four people, Sylvie, her mum Monique, merci, Mathieu and his friend Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And this episode is where we find out what finally happens with Mathieu and Sylvie on the station, on the quai du RER, on the platform of the RER train in Paris. Okay, it's time to listen to our passage.
Let's go for it.
So this is the email from Mathieu to Gabriel.
Salut Gabriel. J'ai reçu ton message ce matin sur mon téléphone. J'étais sur le quai du RER quand j'ai remarqué que j'avais un nouveau mail. Tu es bien matinal, dis donc. Au même moment, la jeune fille du RER arrivait sur le quai. J'ai donc pris mon courage à deux mains et je suis allé lui parler. Elle est si jolie. Elle est plutôt grande, je dirais environ 1m70. Elle a les yeux noisettes, en amande. Elle a les cheveux longs, ondulés. Elle a l'air très sympa, mais assez réservée. Elle semble être très simple et naturelle. Elle n'est pas de Paris, mais ça je m'en serais douté. Elle vient des Vosges, et plus précisément d'Épinal. Cela fait environ un mois qu'elle a emménagé à Ivry. Elle travaille chez Pressa, une boîte de presse à Levallois. C'est pour cette raison que nous nous croisons tous les matins à la station de RER. Nous avons discuté le temps que le RER arrive, et nous avons continué notre conversation jusqu'à ce que je descende à Saint-Michel-sur-Orge pour aller au bureau. Nous nous sommes quittés en nous échangeant nos numéros de téléphone. J'espère que tu es fier de moi, car, tu sais, ce n'était quand même pas facile de parler à une inconnue sur le quai du RER. J'espère maintenant qu'elle va me rappeler. Bon sinon, dis-moi, comment vas-tu? Effectivement, je ne suis pas enchanté par ta nouvelle histoire avec Thomas. Je trouve qu'il est trop prétentieux, que ce n'est pas le genre de gars qui te correspond. Et surtout, il t'a fait du mal une fois. Il est tout à fait capable de recommencer. D'un autre côté, je peux aussi comprendre qu'il est dur de tourner la page si facilement après tout ce que vous avez vécu ensemble. Je n'ai qu'un mot à te dire. Attention. À mon tour de te dire de me tenir au courant. Bien sûr que je ne t'en veux pas, tu es mon ami. J'ai juste peur pour toi. Je ne souhaite pas te ramasser encore une fois à la petite cuillère. Bon, si tu penses qu'il a changé, il n'y a peut-être pas de souci à se faire. Côté boulot, la situation s'améliore légèrement. J'ai bien avancé sur le dossier avec les Canadiens, donc j'ai un peu plus de temps à moi. Je pense même pouvoir retourner au cinéma ce week-end. Et pourquoi pas prendre la carte illimitée? Cela pourra me pousser à sortir un peu plus. Bon, je suis à ma pause déjeuner, donc je vais devoir te laisser. À très vite. Bise, Mathieu. »
Okay, so an interesting episode here, an interesting text from Mathieu to Gabriel. And at this point, as usual, I'm going to explain the text in English. So as we know, in this episode, Mathieu is responding to Gabrielle's latest email. You'll remember that she was encouraging him to find the right moment to go and speak to Sylvie on the station platform. And she also told him about the latest developments in the rekindling of her relationship with Thomas. And there's more on both of those stories in this email. Mathieu starts by telling Gabrielle that he received her email on his phone just as the fille du RER was arriving on the platform. He took a deep breath and went to speak to her. Mathieu describes her, and of course we're talking about Sylvie here, as so pretty, si jolie. She's quite tall and has hazel eyes and long wavy hair. She's not from Paris, but he was already sure of that. She's been living in Paris for a month, and as we know already, but as Mathieu has just found out, she works for Presa, a publishing house in Levallois, close to where he gets off the RER every morning. Things went quite well in their initial conversation. They chatted on the platform while waiting for the train, and then they continued their conversation on the train until he had to get off at Saint-Michel-sur-Orge. He then says that they said their goodbyes, but not without exchanging phone numbers.
Nous nous sommes quittés en nous échangeant nos numéros de téléphone.
Mathieu hopes that Gabrielle is proud of him, since he's now taken the opportunity to speak to Sylvie. He just hopes that Sylvie gets back in touch with him. He goes on to say that he's not very enamoured with Gabrielle's latest announcement that she's back with Thomas. Mathieu doesn't like Thomas. He doesn't think he's right for Gabrielle. And as he explains, if Thomas has been nasty to her once, he's quite capable of doing so again.
Il t'a fait mal une fois, il est tout à fait capable de recommencer.
However, he does understand that it's difficult to move on, given everything that's happened in the past. So he simply asks Gabrielle to be careful and to keep him posted. He finishes by talking about his work. His Canadian project is going well, and he has a little more time to himself as a result. He even thinks he may have time to go back to the cinema this weekend, and he's considering the unlimited card which Gabrielle spoke about last time. Indeed, if he has this card, maybe it will encourage him to use it more often and get out and about a bit more. He's emailing on his lunch break, so he finishes the email by saying that he must get back to work. And that's a summary of this week's email en anglais.
Très bien.
Comme d'habitude, Pierre-Benoît, tu as choisi quatre expressions.
Oui, quatre nouvelles expressions.
Et on va écouter la première maintenant.
Elle n'est pas de Paris. Mais ça, je m'en serais douté.
So here, Mathieu is talking about Sylvie and he says, elle n'est pas de Paris. She's not from Paris. Mais ça, je m'en serais douté. Now, this really is quite tricky from a grammatical point of view, because it's quite difficult to explain. In fact, it doesn't really seem to make sense. Let's take it back to the base level, and let's look at that verb, douter.
Yeah.
Douter so, means...
to doubt.
To doubt. So it's a cognate. It sounds the same in English and in French. They both come from the same root. Yeah. So douter at its basic level is to doubt.
Yeah, you're not sure about something.
Okay.
You're not sure.
You're not sure. Yeah, this is where... this is where the complications come in. So, douter, in its basic form, let's put it into a sentence. And when we put it into a sentence, we do need to think about what's coming next. So, for example, if I said, je doute que tu viennes ce soir.
Yeah, we're using the subjunctive, and we need to, because je doute, doubt. There is a doubt.
Yeah.
And so that's fine.
The
that's
subjunctive
fine.
Is one of it's the key things used for doubt. Yeah, so, yeah. Je doute que tu viennes ce soir. However,
here it's reflexive mark.
Yeah.
So it's se douter.
And it's even se douter de quelque chose because there's
say,
an en.
Yeah, je me doute de quelque chose. I think I'm thinking about there's something going on here.
Yeah.
So you're actually not doubting it, you're sure about it. So it has this kind of and it's like the inverse, the opposite.
Yeah. So je m'en doute. In that situation, it's I don't doubt it at all.
No, je m'en doute.
But I'm absolutely sure.
Yeah, this is crazy, that, isn't it?
So, for example, if I said, tu ne viens pas ce soir, You're not coming this evening. Pff, je m'en doutais.
Ouais, je m'en doutais parce que tu as trop de travail, parce que tu es arrivé en retard. So because of all these reasons, I'm saying je m'en doutais, but I'm not doubting it.
Yeah,
it's there's no trace of a doubt if you want. It's obvious.
And there's no real logic to this. It's just something we need to know.
Yeah.
So when it's je m'en doute, it means you are sure of something.
Yeah.
Je m'en doutais. I could have told you so. I was absolutely sure. I knew it. That's the one. Yeah.
I knew it.
So here, je m'en serais douté. That is a conditional perfect. We're using the conditional of the auxiliary verb être. I could have told you so.
Yeah.
So it's not I knew it. I should have known that. I could have told you so.
I could have told you so. I mean, put into any competition, anything you're watching on TV and you're waiting to hear who's going to be the winner of some competition, like a big, you know, I don't know, any programs on TV. And then the winner is just announced and you say, ah, je m'en doutais.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
That's really, but it's such a weird phrase in a sense that it means the opposite from douter.
And that, I assume, is why you chose it.
Well, yeah, because to me, I find it's really strange because it means the opposite.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Très wonderful. Bien. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. In the Coffee Break French Season 4 podcasts, we focus on three or four of the main expressions and phrases used in the texts. And of course, Pierre Benoit and I discuss them. But we also produce an extended version. And in this extended version, we talk about everything in the text. So going through all of the texts and explaining all of the grammar, all of the vocabulary used there, and talking about that in an extended podcast. You can access that along with full transcripts at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, on va continuer avec notre deuxième expression.
Et nous avons continué notre conversation jusqu'à ce que je descende à Saint-Michel-sur-Orge pour aller au bureau.
A nice one with a nice subjunctive in there too.
Ouais, jusqu'à ce que, plus subjonctif.
Okay, so here, this is when Mathieu and Sylvie had got on the train and they were talking. In fact, they talked until he got off at Saint-Michel-sur-Orge. So we know jusqu'à.
Ouais.
Until.
Until.
And when until is followed by a clause, until something happens, then it becomes jusqu'à ce que, plus the subjunctive.
Yeah, until whatever fact, ce que,
okay,
is going to happen.
And in fact, in spoken French, that becomes jusqu'à ce que.
Ouais.
Jusqu'à ce que, plus subjonctif. So if I were to say, I'm going to study French until I know how to speak it fluently. Je vais étudier le français jusqu'à ce que je sache le parler couramment.
Très bien, très bien. And we've got a subjunctive.
The sache coming from savoir.
Yep.
If I were to say, until I speak it fluently, jusqu'à ce que je parle.
Je parle ou je le parle couramment.
There we can't really hear the subjunctive, that's why I put in the savoir.
That's why sometimes you can show off and put the subjunctive of pouvoir and then put parler, faire, whatever as an infinitive after it.
Exactly.
I tend to teach that a lot. Jusqu'à ce que je puisse le parler, le connaître here, mieux.
This really is very nice.
Oh, it's nice. And I love this expression, jusqu'à ce que, plus a fact. And we're going to have to wait until this is being achieved, the idea of time. And we don't control time. Therefore, this is where we've got a subjunctive. It's a wee bit philosophical, you know, the temporal battle of time against whatever.
Oh, he's getting carried away now.
I love it. I love it.
I think here, also the fact that we don't control time, therefore, there is this element of doubt. We don't know that it's actually going to happen.
Yep, therefore, subjunctive.
So it's just like, je doute que tu viennes ce soir. There's doubt, and jusqu'à ce que tu viennes ce soir, until you get here, we're not convinced that you're actually going to come.
Exactly.
Très bien. Ok, nous avons une troisième expression, je suppose.
Ah oui.
Je peux aussi comprendre qu'il est dur de tourner la page si facilement après tout ce que vous avez vécu ensemble.
There's quite a lot in this sentence. So, je peux aussi comprendre, I can also understand, qu'il est dur de tourner la page, or qu'il est difficile de tourner.
Tourner, même tourner, oui.
Qu'il est difficile de tourner la page si facilement. So, I understand that it's difficult to turn over that new leaf.
Yeah.
Tourner la page, we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. But il est dur de faire quelque chose.
Oui.
It's difficult to do something. So we need that de in there after il est plus an adjective, de
plus infinitive. Yes, that's quite a nice sweet structure.
Give us some other examples.
Oh, il est important de parler une ou plusieurs langues étrangères.
Oui, it is indeed important to speak one or more foreign languages. Okay, what about another example?
Un peu plus triste, mais il est triste de savoir qu'il y a peut-être une personne ou deux dans le monde qui n'a ou qui n'ont jamais écouté un épisode de Coffee Break French.
Oh là, c'est bien triste, ça.
Oui, c'est très triste, Marc.
So sad.
Excusez-moi.
It's sad to know that there is maybe one or there maybe are two people in the world who have never heard an episode of Coffee Break French. This is interesting because it's il et plus the adjective, de plus the infinitive. However, if we were to say here, it is sad that you are not here.
Ah, là, c'est différent.
Because here we need to use the subjunctive, of course.
Eh oui.
Il est triste que tu ne sois pas là.
Ouais, il est triste qu'une personne ou deux personnes n'aient jamais écouté, I could even say, n'aient jamais écouté un épisode de Coffee Break French. How would you spell n'aient? An apostrophe?
Well, if it's une personne, it would be A-I-T. And if it were deux personnes, it would be A-I-E-N-T.
Il est fort, ce Marc, il est très fort.
It's becoming the Coffee Break subjunctive show, so maybe we should move on to our final expression.
Yeah, but
final
you know what's quite nice, Marc, at the same time, is that we've seen those kind of expressions with the subjunctive before, but I think it's important, and it's so important to stress the fact that French people use the subjunctive a lot in those what we call us basic expression, they're basic to me, to French people, but they're not natural to foreigners when they learn French, and that's crucial.
And the most important thing is that we get a lot of exposure to this kind of language, hence our texts here on Coffee Break French.
Bah oui, bien sûr.
Ok, quatrième expression, s'il te plaît.
Je ne souhaite pas te ramasser encore une fois à la petite cuillère.
Oh, une belle expression.
It's an idiomatic one. It's a lovely one. Ramasser une personne, ramasser quelqu'un à la petite cuillère.
Now, ramasser is to pick up,
yeah.
Okay? Or to gather up.
Yeah.
And la petite cuillère is
using a wee teaspoon.
Teaspoon,
right?
Yeah.
So ramasser quelqu'un, someone, right?
Yeah.
À la petite cuillère. As using a wee teaspoon. So you would be in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So how would you translate that, Mark?
I don't think we would be using the idea of spoons in English.
No.
But we would definitely be using the idea of pieces because in this situation, if someone was in pieces, then yes, we would have to pick them up with small tools, be they spoons or tweezers or something else. But if somebody had gone to pieces or if someone was in pieces, we could use this expression in French.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting in English, you would actually put the accent on the person. I don't want to be the one. I'm not going to be the one. I'll have to be the one.
To pick you up. Yeah.
To pick up the pieces.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's interesting. So lovely expression. It's an idiomatic expression. And I think it's great. You've got je ne souhaite pas. Okay.
Yeah. Souhaiter from the verb to wish.
Yeah. Yeah. Te ramasser. You got the pronoun before. But really it's ramasser. À la petite cuillère. And you go to encore une fois, that's just saying it happened, it doesn't want it to happen again.
Absolutely.
But I love that. Ramasser quelqu'un, ramasser une personne à la petite cuillère.
Et voilà, quatre expressions très intéressantes cette semaine.
Oui, un épisode très riche, Marc. Très riche.
Je suis d'accord.
Avec, bien sûr, des exemples montrant le subjonctif, hein, utilisant le subjonctif. Et puis surtout, là, la dernière expression, the last expression, a very good idiomatic expression. I think it's a very good episode.
Absolutely. Now, if you would like to access our transcript of this session, then you can do so from coffeebreakfrench.com. And there, indeed, you can access all our bonus materials for the premium version of this show, where you get this show, the transcript, but you also get our language study show. And in our language study show, we spend probably around 35 or 40 minutes going through every single phrase in French in this passage and help you understand exactly what it all means, giving you lots of practice, lots of further examples, and lots of interesting grammatical points. Head over to coffeebreakfrench.com to find out how to access all of that content.
Super.
For now, thank you once again for listening. Please do feel free to head over to iTunes and leave us a review on iTunes, or indeed on Stitcher Radio if that's where you found us, or just on our website at coffeebreakfrench.com. Pour le moment, merci beaucoup, comme d'habitude, et à la prochaine.
Ouais, à très bientôt, salut.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.